Now, quickly, just this evening, I want to talk about morning devotion. Amen. Morning devotion. You know, and I believe that one of the things he wants to also emphasize now for many believers, particularly in this fast-paced world, is how we start our day. You know, it could look like it's a religious thing. But I remember back then, somebody was saying something. It was when we got into what you the word. You know, we have the way they say the word. So when they say the word, they're talking about the word as Christ died on the cross. So when you say things other than money, devotion, you say, you know, other things apart from the word, once you know, is that not the word? Say, know the word and know prayer. Is prayer not in the word? You know, there are things we think is not the word of God. So people came up and they said, morning devotion, don't be dogmatic. And they say stuff like that. No. Say, knowing that there's nothing called quiet time. There's no quiet time called I speak in tongues in loud time. I'm telling you things, I mean, I'm talking almost 30 years ago. And so this is a lot. I say, woo, what? There's no personal time with the Lord. The person of God is with thee. Nothing personal. Forever with thee. That anywhere I go, I'm devoted. Don't let me say, tell you more things. There are things I've never told you. Years to come, I'll tell you, you'll wonder how a human being should say it by itself, but it has been said already. So, you know, and you see, people eventually started living horrible lives. Me, I didn't deceive myself. Because I came from quite a background where you can even be told that the rapture is going to be based on how many morning devotions missed. So, there was no way I could have looked at my, you know. So, how important is it? And you know, it's how you start your day. We call it the quiet time. Many of us, because of technology, you know, technology is interesting. You just say, you think you've had this time because as you are in the car, you are playing a teaching, and you are saying, I'm going to move now in the devotion. Right? In that devotion, you are sending a text. Sorry, I'm praying. Or you are going somewhere, you know, because we now have technology. Some people can be watching. Look at Mark's Gospel 1, are you here? And 35. It doesn't just matter what you do, it matters when you did it. Is that okay? The when is important. Say the when is important. Mark 1:35. Let's take it together. And in, I don't think I heard. Let's go. And in the morning, I'll wait for you. Let's go again. I'll get there. Let's go. And in the morning, rising up a, do you see the emphasis? A great while before day. That could be 5 a.m., right? Or 4, right? This is not a vigil. Or 2 a.m. This is Jesus. He departed to where? It wasn't WhatsApp, you know. Solitary place. And there he now the emphasis is early in the morning. And you've seen many times where it's found that Jesus will leave everyone and have what we can call today a quiet time. Early in the morning. It's not just what you are doing, it's when. Early in the morning, as we're about to see in scripture, it depicts priority. What you have to postpone till the afternoon shows your priority. It shows lack of honor to the Lord. And how many of you grew up in homes where they woke you up in the morning to pray? Raise your hand, please. Today, through the week, send a text message, make a call, and say, I told you to thank your parents. Did you hear me? Make sure you quote me, that I asked you to thank them. Inasmuch as you didn't know the meaning, this is the meaning. One of the things spiritual growth does for you, it makes you put God in priority. And that's what they're trying to do. Early in the morning, before the day's activities. Now, hear this. Jesus is a preacher. Before he started preaching, before he's doing counseling. Because some of you think, After all, I went for a prayer group. That is the devotion. After all, I went to teach somebody. No, sir. No. This is not with anyone. So, it's important to get this, okay? Look at Genesis 22. The time is important. Do you hear that? The time is important. Genesis 22. God spoke to Abraham in verse 2. Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and get thee into the land of Moriah, he says, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Let's take verse 3 together. Abraham rose up when? Now, that is priority. God spoke to you, that's the first thing you must do. Is that clear? Come on now, you hear? That's the first thing that you must do. We saw it in Job. Job 1:5, not too good one, but you can look at it. 1 Samuel 1:19 is the first thing. It shows priority. 1 Samuel 1:19. Anna, Eli in 17, go in peace, and God of Israel grant thee perpetual the hearts of him, and she said, let thy servant handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went away and did eat, and her countenance was no more. And look at 19. And he rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord. Early. 2 Chronicles 29:20. I'm going to read quite some text. 29:20. If you're going to name 2023, the year of restoring morning devotion. Morning devotion. Early morning. Not the one that the cock has woken up before you. 2 Chronicles 29:20. Hezekiah the king rose early and gathered the rulers of the city and went up to the house of the Lord. They worship God early. Daniel 6:10. Daniel 6:10. Come back to Daniel 2. And when Daniel knew the writing was signed, alright, he went to his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Joseph, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. As he did before time. Did early. Look at Genesis 28. Genesis 28. Again, this is Jacob. Remember, he slept off, had a vision in verse 11 and 12. Then the vision panned out. Then he got up in 16. Out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place and I knew it not. He was afraid. Watch this. And dreadful in this place, and there's not other but the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Let's take 18 together. And took the stone. Put his pillow and set a pillow and poured up oil upon it, called the name of the place. He worshipped God early. Early. In Genesis 19 and 27. Genesis 19 and 27. Here's Abraham again. He got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord and he looked towards Sodom. So again, the practice of early. Genesis 19 and 27. In Exodus, chapter 8 and 20. So it's not just what you do, it's when. Let's take 20 together. Exodus 8. Are you there? I have some text to see. We have quite some text. Are you there? Let's go. And the Lord said to Moses, rise up. When? Early in the morning. Exodus 9:13. Let's say it again. Lord said to Moses, rise up early when? In the morning. Service is early in the morning. Exodus 24:4. And Moses, let's go. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord and rose up when? Early in the morning. Exodus 34:4. Let's go again. And he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up again how? Early in the morning. So early in the morning is the when. It shows priority. When it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33, that also does with time, right? First. My son, attend to my words, incline your head to my, sayings, put that, verse 20, how do you put his word first place? Early in the morning. Early in the morning. Now let's look at assignments the Lord gave them. Joshua 3:1. Joshua went to war. Joshua 3:1. So the time matters. Joshua 3:1. Let's go again. And Joshua rose early in the morning. God gave him an instruction in chapter 2. He rises early in the morning and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan and they lodged there to pass over. Joshua 6:12. Joshua rose early in the morning. Now what early in the morning? 9 a.m.? 7? That's before the break of day. Joshua 6:12. Early in the morning. Joshua 6:15. It came to pass, let's say it again, it came to pass on the seventh day, they rose early about the dawning of the day. Battle of Jericho. Early in the morning. When they were going to find a traitor, Chapter 7 verse 16, he rose up early in the morning. Chapter 8 and 10, he rose up early in the morning and numbered the people. Judges 7:1, Gideon. Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early in the morning and pitched beside the well of Aaron. They're about to serve the Lord. They start it early. For Samuel 15, where Samuel goes to Saul again to deliver the word of the Lord. For Samuel 15 and verse 12. Samuel rose early to be Saul in the morning. It was told Samuel saying Saul came to Carmel and all that. He goes early. For Samuel 17, David to Goliath. He rose up early in the morning. He goes early in the morning. He left the sheep with the keeper, took and went, and Jesse had commanded him. He came to the trench as the host was going out to fight and shout for the battle. These things happened at a time. Early in the morning. 2 Chronicles 20. And verse 20 and 21. They rose early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. As they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you, inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, you shall be established, believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Look at verse 21. When they had consulted with the people, they appointed singers to them, and they praised the Lord, and you know the rest of the story. They did it early in the morning. 2 Chronicles 29 and 20 were there earlier. Hezekiah, Nehemiah 8 and 3. Shall I put the Lord? Shall I put the Lord in first priority in my day? Nehemiah 8:3, he read there before the street and was before the water gate from the morning until midday. Morning. So it's a pattern we need to see. In 1 Samuel 29, verse 10 to 11, they took a journey, a long journey, early in the morning. Genesis 31:55, just put this down. Judges 19:5, also verse 8 to 9, early in the morning. Battles were fought early in the morning, 2 Kings 19:35. Isaiah 37 and verse 36. Genesis 26:31. Covenants were made early in the morning. 26 and 31. Numbers 14 and 40 and 40. Numbers 14 and 40 again. He rose up early in the morning and got to the top of the mountain. Lo, this is to take the land again. Numbers 14 and 40. Early in the morning. Judges 6:38 will be there. Gideon. Ruth 2. We're going to study Ruth sometimes this month. Ruth 2 and verse 7. From morning till now, she tarried a little while. Again, from morning. Look at Psalm 119 and 147. I cry for help early in the morning. Psalm 119 and 147. So we have a pattern with the scripture of putting him first place. Psalm 119 and 147. I prevented the dawn of the morning and cried and I hoped in the word. That is, I started early to pray. Psalm 5 and 3. Psalm 5 and verse 3. My voice thou shalt hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto you and look up in the morning. Psalm 5 and verse 3. Psalm 88 and verse 13. But unto thee have I cried, O Lord, in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. Psalm 88 and verse 13. Mark 16:2-4. This is in the resurrection of Jesus. Mark 16 verse 2-4. Very early in the morning. Pay attention to this. First day of the week, they went into the sepulchre. That's the women. They said they came to the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. Vashon will say before it was, when it was dark. Luke 24 and 22. They were early at the sepulchre before it was dark. Acts 2:1-4. When the day of Pentecost was fully come. Obviously, this was 6 a.m. in the morning. It's 6 a.m. time. We were all in one place on one accord. Of course, when they spoke, Lily and said, this is about the third hour of the day. In verse 15, the third hour of the day. That means from 6 till 9. So when we are told to pray always, Ephesians 6:18, pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17. How do you pray without ceasing? You start praying early. I meditate upon the word day and night. How do you do that? You start doing it early. So we must learn to have that devotion with the Lord early in the morning. Before every activity. Is that it? That's the worship of God. Early in the morning. You saw it? Let's go back to Mark 1. Jesus. And it's not just that. He found an isolated place. What you can call a quiet time. A quiet time. isolated place, a quiet time. Luke 5:16, he withdrew himself into the wilderness. Wilderness means people were not there. And he prayed. Luke 5:16. Matthew 14:23. Do you have such a life? Matthew 14:23. He sent the multitudes away. Learn to do that, right? It's not your house, you can't. That means you are the one that will go away. He went up to the mountain apart to pray. Mark 6. And 46. Send them away. He went to a mountain apart to pray till it was evening. He was alone. Same thing with Jacob. Genesis 32. He was alone. In those days, they used to call it alone with God. I know we've knocked it. We say, no, you're not alone with God. I know. But what they are saying is, give him worship. Take time before the day starts. You can't be that busy. Anything that takes your worship of God is an idol. Start early. Get back to Mark 1 again. In the morning, rising up, Mark is deliberate, a great while before day. He went out. Someone said he went out. That means he was not on his bed. He went out to pray. So when Paul says, meditate upon these things, 1 Timothy 4:15, give yourself wholly to them, he's talking about devotion. So a morning devotion is what you do before any other activity, including using the restroom. Amen? Aha. Except there's a problem. The first activity. And it's a devotion. It's not the kind of thing you are hearing the word, you are in the kitchen. How are you different from Martha? Because Martha was in the kitchen. Their houses were not big houses. She's hearing Jesus say, and so Isaiah said, wow, good stuff. As he's saying, wow, she's saying Isaiah, she's saying chicken, she's saying that, wow, please, reduce the fire. And say, woo, glory! Yay! And he said, why are you troubled about many things? One thing is needful. And your sister, Mary, has chosen. He says she has chosen the good part. It will not be taken away from her. It's when you are cooking or you are doing something, you are trying to fix something in the room, that you'll be hearing stupid revelation. Say, wow! What are you? Woo! What? See? The one you stayed in church and you did not go anywhere, you didn't say what, is that the one that you say what? How did you know what was being said? Devotion means you strip yourself of every other activity. You start your day with the Lord. It also means you're alone. Now, of course, if you don't stay alone, don't say, I'm moving out of this house. I want to be having my morning devotion. Simply means create the time. You could step out of the room, step out of the house, depending on where you stay. But you must make sure it comes before every activity. It's going to be tough if you Netflix into 2 a.m. That's a good one. Yeah. It's going to be quite tough. That's when you find yourself just saying, hey, Babo. Now, I'm not making this up. We had a friend. He's still my friend. He's called Zaram. We used to call him. I don't want to mention his name. But, and you know, we'll all go out. And he'll be on the bed. When we come back, he'll just be on the bed. Hey, Babo! There was a particular thing he used to say then. So, in fact, one of my friends was so mischievous. I've forgotten that. He used to say a particular potato. Was that it? Eh? Who can remember? Eh? Potatoes. Yeah. So he said potatoes. I knew it was way older than we were. Potatoes. If you are potatoes. So my friend went to check the Greek dictionary. And we found the meaning is, what manner of man am I? Now, guys, see, I'm not making this up. What manner of man am I? So, well, Larry, Amuso, he says, come and see you. Potatoes. Is that a degree? So it's a time alone, alright? A time to pray and read the word. People have said, what if we have prayer chain? Well, you can have the prayer chain and have things you're also praying about within the same period. What's the minimum time? I believe that the least you should give to the Lord in a day is 10% of the day. Now, you may not have it at once. You can spread it during the day. Maybe first one hour in the morning, first 1.5 hours, then later on in the day. You know, just 10% is the minimum, right? Give it to Him. Spend time. You see, you'll find your Christian life becomes more resourceful, more effective. People will not be urging you on. When you see someone struggling with serving in church, he's having a problem with evangelism, discipleship, obeying instructions, walking in the flesh, check the devotion. Something is disconnected somewhere. How do you start out in the day? You start out in the day, you know, feasting on the word, meditating upon it day and night, as he says. Quiet time is a time alone. Times of word, the word and prayer. The word and prayer. I listen to the word. Not that you listen to the word and, you know, you can put the, you know, these days of earphone and you are watching something else. And some of us can really be annoying. You are in a house where people are living with you. You now put earphones. They now be calling you. Say, sorry, I'm listening to the word. What's that? If you want to listen to the word, go away from us. Then I will say, how many people are like that? Please, Tiago. Oh, sorry, I was listening to the word. You want to listen to the word? Go to somewhere to listen to the word. Don't listen to the word with us. And here there was a guy like that who played the teaching. It was so loud. Tell them, I say, are you listening to this thing? Because I think I even know what that is more than you. So spend time in prayer and the word. Read the word. That's the time to meditate, right? Huh? Please put off your phones. Not that you are using your WhatsApp. So you are reading it. You are reading. You are reading something pastor posted yesterday. And I think you are checking someone's page. Because if you hold your phone, a message will drop. The angel will just say, read what you want to read. And so, someone says, oh, read what you want to read. Now, I do have times, for example, when I use my phones, I just shut up the Wi-Fi or whatever, so it can't take messages, so I can have something on the phone I want to listen to. Because if the thing is there, particularly if you belong to groups, some people, they don't sleep. And then you just pour the thing to everybody. A monkey gave back to a dog. Say, wow, this happened in Lagos, Nigeria. I don't know when you're not thinking about it. So why are you supposed to be doing devotion? You're thinking monkey, dog. How is that possible? So start the day early, alright? And make it compulsory. No matter what you do. Early in the morning. I'll close here. Set up the day well. Okay? Set up the day to listen to a teaching, to read this word. Set up the day to pray. It's not, well, so what about study group assignments? Well, the difference is that when you are reading the things, you are ready to meditate in it. Right? A lot of but just make sure that there's nothing you're doing about that time. Not that you are doing devotion and taking care of the children.
and say, Jericho, come here. Come here. Don't.
Okay, don't focus on the Lord because of you. That's not devotion, though. Devotion. So I say, but when my time, wake up early. I like devotion 2 a.m., 3 a.m. That's how I've been for years. Early enough. Because my best time to sleep is when everybody is awake. I don't even know how it works. So don't try and be like me. Early in 2 a.m., you spend time quiet. That's the point. Quiet time. Stripped away from the world. You're just there listening to the word. I am there praying. And don't forget the last part of what I want to share this night. God is there. And you begin to develop a personal understanding. Not an assumption of what you are hearing, what you are learning, and what you are doing in the house of God. Amen. So have a morning devotion every morning. No matter where, which country you are. Don't say, Pastor, it's jet lag. You know, because as soon as I go to America, I didn't even know it was morning or evening. So I just decided to be doing it on the road. You did not have clock there. There's clock there. Use the clock. Not like one brother like that. It's 7:38, he start his morning devotion. I go to the house and I saw him. Loud speaking in tongues. And the mother was cleaning the floor. The mother looked at me all kind of like, tsh. I just saw the brother and said, oh, amen! 8 o'clock. Ra-ba-ba-ba. Go and collect him! You are interested in serving the Lord. You do it early, have you? Early. Not that you're sleeping. What are you even doing? You're doing chat. I didn't know what I said. It's 12 to 4. Free air time. I'll be targeting one sister. Claiming to be helping her do study group assignments. God will catch you. So by 4, they're supposed to be praying. Now wake up at 8 o'clock. You'll be serving everybody who are serious about their lives. No! Oh yes, Lord! Oh, your glory fills the earth. Which head? That's enough. Shall I start my day early? I seek the Lord. David said, early will I rise and seek you. Amen. Stand to our feet. And make a decision tonight to have a morning devotion every day of your life. Go ahead and do that. A morning devotion. Every day. I forgot to read that text. Psalm 63 verse 1. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I rise and seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longs for thee in the dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Come on, go ahead and dedicate your mornings before any activity. Whatever profession you are into, you are into security, you are into your medical services, whatever you work, you go remotely. So those you work for, they are in America or another continent. It changes nothing. Start your day with God. Start your day reading His Word. Start your day meditating. Start your day praying. Start your day. You know, imagine some of us, we come to church to sing and we worship God in church, but we don't do it at home. One day you will stop doing it. Start doing it at home. Raise your hands to at home and kneel down and worship the Lord. Sing at home in your room. Of course, don't disturb the household though. Early will I rise and sing it. No. Worship. Early in the morning, you will see how you bring that fragrance
to corporate worship because it is genuine. Lift your hands. Come on.
As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longed after.